In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes when we begin our holy hours, our time before our blessed Lord, isn't it funny that we don't know what to say? So we pick up our books and we read someone else's words to him. It is interesting, but it's a good help to use someone else's words. But we often forget that we don't have to do any talking. We can just sit. We can just listen and let our Lord do the talking for us. Listen, look, or meditate. Just think. And meditation, that's what I want to do for this evening's sermon. I don't want to give a sermon proper, but a meditation. Some thoughts that may perhaps help you out as you make your holy hour. And when your mind starts to wander, then you can bring it back with perhaps, I hope, these thoughts that I will give to you this evening. Picture, if you will, for a moment, the sacred host consecrated, the blessed sacrament. It is Jesus himself. But picture it not in the beautiful monstrance nor in a golden ciborium, but picture the sacred host laying in a crib upon a little bed of straw. And after all, the same Christ that was born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger is present in the consecrated host. It is exactly the same for the Christ child or for the sacred host to be laying in that crib on Bethlehem night. It is the same Christ. And we know that not only, theologically speaking, not only is every Mass the re-presentation, that means the bringing about, the repeating of Calvary and the crucifixion, not only is the Mass that, the Mass, theologically speaking, is also Bethlehem repeated. When the priest says the words of consecration, Hoc est enim corpus meum, this is my body, then Jesus is born once more on our altar. And when he brings him down after the elevation, where does he lay our blessed Lord? But on the white linen of the corporal. Well, when Our Lady placed him in the manger, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, white linen, there again. And then as the shepherds and the magi came to adore our Lord, so do you come to Holy Mass and to Holy Hours this evening and throughout the next 40 hours. You will be the shepherds and you will be the magi. Now, picture this sacred host once more on a bed of straw in Bethlehem. In its countenance, you see, at least by faith, all the beauty and the graces of infancy, our Lord's childhood. Then adore him at the moment of his birth, too. But how do you adore properly? This is the next question. Well, without God's grace, without Our Lady's help, you will not be able to adore properly, not even our Lord in this, his sacred mystery. To adore as we ought, we should go to Our Lady. Again, going back to Bethlehem, picture her before the Christ child as she knelt at the moment of his birth to give him all of her love, to give her all of herself. Her adoration of the Christ child was one of purest faith. We seldom think of this. We think of the Magi and the shepherds coming to adore, but we forget, we pass over Our Lady's adoration as of the purest faith. Faith is what? Faith is to believe what one cannot see with his own eyes. Our Lady could not see the divinity of her Son, yet she saw beneath the appearances of a little baby. She believed by faith that this is the Messiah. This is the God who exists from all eternity, who brought all things out of nothing. She saw with her eyes a helpless infant. She saw with her eyes and knew by her understanding that this infant made himself completely dependent upon her for everything. He would not be nourished without his mother. He could not be moved from place to place without his mother carrying him. He could do nothing without his dear mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And yet, although she saw all of that with her bodily eyes, with her faith, she saw that it was God. She saw the helplessness with her eyes, and yet recognized by faith that he is omnipotent. When she looked at his tiny hands that were just big enough to grasp her finger, she realized, this is the same hand that will bless the disciples before he ascends into heaven. This is the hand that distributes so many graces to the whole world. And as she looked at the tiny feet, what did she see? She saw the feet that would bring the gospel of peace to the entire world. The gospel that would start then and last until the end of the world. Think of that. All of that she saw in the little Christ child. Although there were so many contradictory appearances, her faith never lessened. We should remember that too. But like Our Lady, let us see beneath all of the humble appearances, the bread, the wine that we see on the altar. And remember, we can't even see the sacred humanity of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, as Our Lady could in Bethlehem. But nonetheless, our faith should not become weak, but strong, stronger. We believe why? We believe because God has said, this is my body, this is my blood. Now, I think that our faith, your faith in the Blessed Sacrament, is very strong. You believe in our Lord's real presence, but we forget oftentimes when we're praying to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, we forget, and so we lack confidence. If you were there at Bethlehem, you would have knelt before the manger and asked whatever you wanted, healing for someone, a conversion, good health for yourself. You would have asked it with the greatest feeling of confidence. And yet when we kneel before the tabernacle, that feeling of confidence just vanishes because our faith isn't as strong as it needs to be. This is the same God, I always say it, the same God who walked on water in the Gospels, who cured the lepers, calmed the waters after a strong storm so that they were perfectly still, who carried his cross up Mount Calvary and died for love of us on the cross. And this is the God who raised himself by his own divine power from the dead. God of God, light of light, true God of true God. He is here with all of his same powers. So as you kneel here in these next 40 hours, remember though you see only a tiny white host, but concealed beneath that tiny white host is all the power of God, is all the love of the heart of God, and it's all there is there also the willingness of a God who wants to give you whatever you want as long as it's good for you. As you adore him during these 40 hours and invoke him, do so with confidence. Do so as Our Lady did on that first Christmas night in the manger in Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.